Can you quickly remind me like the main point of the session? I did it last Friday and right now it's kind of blurry.
That doesn't bode well for you defending yourself.
Doesn't. No, I remember it was pretty smooth and I remember like a couple of things, but I did it like a week ago almost.
I just watched last session for
a interfering with my mind. Okay. Okay, we're not doing good, okay.
Okay. Oh, sure.
Give me 1 second. I know it will come back right away. I just like don't.
Oh, she was the teacher, remember?
Oh, yeah, she was the teacher.
To get all the transportation.
Oh, okay, the transportation one. Yeah, okay,
and
got it.
And in the beginning, remember she hit, like, her grandmother or something in the face by accident?
Yeah, and she said she didn't do it on purpose.
She was just extending her arm.
Okay.
And she didn't want to talk about it. She said, like, school and home is fine.
Okay, so, and then she, like, yeah, there was a whole thing about the teaching, and they said, let's pretend Thanksgiving is today.
Right.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she did a puppet show, remember?
Oh, the puppet show, yeah. Okay.
I think they got it.
We got it.
I think they know which one they're talking about.
What would hope?
No.
When we had the transcript last year, it happened even more with he and I, because we were reading two at the time, and then, like, things. Yeah, and she was moving all the chairs around and kept, like, putting them in, like, a theater spot.
But at the beginning, she was, like, really, she wouldn't talk about anything.
Yeah, and then started talking about it.
Now, let me ask you this. Was the quality of the child's play fluid and absorbed, or was it fragmented and sporadic?
Yeah, but it was kind of like, it had like the teacher and the puppet show, and then I kind of kept going back and forth. There was like the theme behind it, but like, it wasn't really, like, it was hard to understand how she would go from a point to another. But it wasn't like completely unfluid. I think I couldn't help her.
Got it. That's all you want? Okay.
So let's see. Sylvia in 5, Leia in 9. So, how do we resolve this tension?
You should have to get up on the table.
So you're willing to move one?
Well, more, when I picture like a very fluid session, like I picture something that moves very smoothly. And this one I felt like, aside of the theme of the teaching, it was kind of like I felt like, what's her name, the girl herself, Jeanne, she didn't know exactly how to move along. She kind of had to fill it up with something, because she didn't really know what to talk about with the transportation thing, and kept like, okay, let's do the puppet now, then let's go back to the missus and then the thing.
So you saw the puppet show as being something separate and new.
I understood she was like trying to put it in there, and like at the end of the puppet show, she kind of like went back to it as if the puppet show was part of the teaching. But it kind of didn't make much sense to me. Like, if I was like, I was identifying the kid, I mean, I felt like she had to fill out space with play, but.
Do you remember where that was in the session?
Yeah.
Near the end?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. What do you think, Dustin? Think this will work? Or will I have to download the whole thing?
Yeah, probably. Unfortunately, that's why it starts so quickly. It's not loading.
Yeah.
It's starts floating while it's trying.
Right.
How would I come down to 7 and come up to 7?
Okay, that's good.
So you go down to 7?
4.
Well, you're saying that there are 13 items more important than this one in characterizing the session when you go down to 7.
Well, Maggie, I guess I can go to 7, so you can go to 8.
I think that I have a lot of the characteristics that I have like 7 things down. So maybe it shouldn't be 9, but I couldn't go down to 7.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
All right, 7 it is.
It seems like that's a hard construct, like the fluidity of the play, because
it involves more subjectivity.
And
certainly.
Dustin's mind was kind of discrepant on that one too. So it just maybe that's one that we don't really have a working definition of, or maybe we're all sort of not.
Well, Charles engaged in activities or shows sustained focus.
Mm-hmm.
Uncharacteristic of Charles shifts from one activity to the next without a sustained focus, so in that no activity develops into something that can be understood or followed. I'm thinking like a hyperactive kid.
ADHD.
Right.
Child would be.
Yeah, for example, a child spends a few moments with building blocks, then moves to playing puppets, onto leafing through books, no apparent narrative evident. There's no narrative thread that you can follow and actually interpret.
I think like the lowest end is easier to picture than the highest one. You know, like what's a very fluid play versus a so-and-so fluid play. Like I think an ADHD child would be easier, you know, say like, okay, this is not fluid, but I don't know, like, I think it becomes really subjective.
Well, I'll tell you, the ultimate would be a kid who sits down, I have a child like this, sits down, plays with the dollhouse, the entire 45-minute session, doesn't get up from the chair, and develops an elaborate story about the characters who live in this dollhouse.
Okay.
Can do that for the entire 45-minute session. That would be a 9.
Stefan was kind of like that, if you guys remember. He was pretty...
Who?
Stefan. He would stay with the same stuff for a while. Mm-hmm. And we probably could have been more
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Without interruption, really. Or,
mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what I did yesterday? Now I feel like that.
Right.
You can't stay on one topic for anything.
Right. So on this particular item, the current child would be rated low. Stefan would be rated high. It should
but
vary
maybe
from session to
session.
I think I've always put her like someone in the middle pile.
Yeah.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
This was, yeah, you're right, this was more continuous than the previous one. The previous one was more like, as she was trying to avoid the therapist's questions,
mm-hmm.
she would like go to something else to avoid
mm-hmm.
whatever Linnea was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But this time she didn't do it as much.
So, all right, so 36. Therapist points out child's use of defenses. Oh, yeah. Sylvia's pile 1. And Leia's pile 2. So yeah, you put in 7. You thought the therapist did point out the child's use of defenses, and you said no, that didn't happen.
I thought about like the beginning when she was telling her about hitting her grandma, and she said like we didn't do it on purpose. She said something like, "I don't think you want to talk about this," something like that, and then. And that's about all that I can recall, though, right now.
She just said, you can do anything and play with anything, I'm not going to get angry with you. How would you classify that statement?
What would happen if I got angry at you?
Like...
What would that be called?
Like, she reassures the...
It's called reassurance, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's non-psychodynamic. Non-psychodynamic. It is non-judgmental.
You're going to be non-judgmental. I don't know if that's the same as seeing non-judgmental process.
I love it when you play with the toys. It's trying to be reassuring, but it's judgmental in a way, right? That means that if you don't play with toys, you're not going to like them.
But I'm not going to get mad at you. Maybe that's the judgment that she's doing in the wrong behavior. She might say something bad.
What do you think will happen?
What about?
So you can say anything. You can do anything here. And I'm not doing
that. That's the therapist with therapy reassuring.
Yeah.
And what about if you say something like that, it's okay if you don't trust me, something like that?
That's also reassurance. Those are all non-psychodynamic interventions.
Just did one today.
Yeah, I can see the wheels are turning now.
I know, now this is getting funny. What if the therapist compliments? So it's not...
That's non-dynamic.
Right, I know it's not dynamic, but how is that coded? I mean, like, you know, praise? Item for praise and reinforcement, but if it's sort of like a compliment, like, oh, it's cool drawing.
Supportive.
That's praise. It's maybe not like a one.
It's supportive.
It would be kind of towards praise and reinforcement.
Yep. Non-psychodynamic.
So it would not even be supportive psychodynamic.
If you want to do pure psychodynamic therapy, you would not say that.
You did it today. In the psychodynamic, I would like to. And I was re-questioning as I was saying.
You know what? Supportive therapy is so critical.
Well, the question is anything in its purest form a good thing? I'm not arguing that pure psychodynamic therapy is necessarily always good or right to do. You might need to intersperse non-dynamic interventions, like with certain adolescents. So, now see, okay, she is very avoidant of internal exploration, no doubt. Now, how does the therapist respond to that? Does the therapist say, you know, it seems to me like you're avoiding talking about something because maybe it's too painful for you to talk about? That would be therapist pointing out child's defenses. Now, does that happen? See, you seem angry is an interpretation of motivation and feeling state. It's not an interpretation of defense. It could be. It seems like you're using your anger to avoid feeling sad. That's an interpretation of anger used as a defense against another feeling.
But didn't she say something like, I think you don't want to talk about this?
Well, just because she says I don't want to talk about it is not an interpretation of defense.
No, I mean, Lene, I remember Lene saying...
Lene says you don't want to talk about this?
It feels like you don't want to talk about this.
That's not really an interpretation of defense. If she said, it seems like you don't want to talk about this to avoid getting in touch with your feelings, that's an interpretation of defense. But just saying you don't want to talk about this, that's more like, that's just like a clarification. The why. Your favorite word, you.
And then showing you why and nothing is said about it.
I would tend to agree with Ray, I think, on this particular one.
Because I mean, like, to be like an uncharacteristic child, you would have to like purposely avoid talking about this child's offenses.
Yes. So the child is avoiding left and right, and Lene is not saying anything.
No, I don't think that has to be there.
Yeah, if there are opportunities, And let's face it, this child offers plenty of opportunities for defense interpretations. And Linnea's not taking them. You've got to put it in a lower pile.
I didn't see as many notes actually. I felt compared to other sessions. I mean, I know we don't compare, but this one seemed like...
I don't think it's meant to carry people.
She's doing her thing, doing her play.
Kind of
moved away from... They kind of didn't talk about anything that was bothering her aside of the beginning. Because she didn't have much to defend against. While other sessions, I felt that she was
doing that.
She didn't feel as much pressure
because
on the therapist to make those kinds of interpretations as in previous sessions.
Teaching.
Hi, how are you? Good, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Yeah, like a four.
What'd you do?
Four.
Alright, so you guys are in agreement?
Yeah.
Alright, so let's look.
Did you eat a lot of food?
Now,
everybody today is trying to pick
what's
everybody
why are you hitting me? Do you think you're not answering because you are going to me? You got it.
What did Linnea say specifically?
Like, are you not answering me because you were enjoying hitting
me?
That's more of an interpretation of.
Why is today so busy?
The not talking, I guess, is the defense against acknowledging enjoyment of hurting Linnea. And I guess that's what Linnea was getting at. That would be a kind of a lame defense interpretation.
Yeah.
She could have said there, seems like you're not talking about this because secretly you enjoyed hitting me and you're embarrassed about talking about that with me and you think that by not talking about it, it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. That would be more explicit defense interpretation. So 49, child conveys or expresses mixed or conflicted feelings about the therapist. And we've got Sylvia in pile 2 and Leah in pile 7.
I see what you're saying, but I think like she said that she missed Kia, but she when Linnea said, I know I've heard you had a very good relationship with her, I hope we can develop a good relationship as well. She didn't say, no we won't, or but I want Kia back. She's like, uh-huh, and she like kind of moved on, but she, I took it more as a statement, as like, I miss Kia, because she was a part of my life, versus I don't like you. I mean, I kind of didn't think it for long, but I guess like it could, you know, it could be more interesting.
She felt sent to you too a lot in my session.
She
was hooked to you on her birthday, she said that she might leave it in her hands.
Now that would be congruent if she stayed with that sentiment throughout the entire session, but if later on she says, Linnea, you're the best.
Yeah.
That would be mixed or conflicted feelings about the therapist.
If she asked him, like, can you call her again?
So that would be conflicted.
I already told you, like, I saw that there were elements that kind of were aggressive.
gesture to me.
Good.
But not explicitly memorizing it.
Gabrielle. Thank you.
So maybe I shouldn't have been in that study.
I don't know, like I feel conflicting feelings are like I like you and then I don't like you. Like I want to be here and then I don't want to be here. It's just because it doesn't say anything. It's just like jumps in and plays and does what she has to do and then leaves. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, doesn't want to leave and then eventually leaves. But I don't know, I don't think like she has ever expresses conflicted feelings towards Linnae. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't express much towards Linnae in this particular session. I think she doesn't, she never says you're great and never says you suck. Like when she talked about Kia, I think that's kind of, I mean, I don't think, it could be implying that she's better than you, but it's kind of like an assumption. It doesn't mean that she thinks that. What do you think?
I didn't watch the video, so it's hard for me to assess that. But you feel that she presented two different sentiments toward Linnae in this one session. Well, behavior would count, but can you articulate what kind of behaviors?
I think I didn't pick up the question on that one, so...
It could have just been me.
No, it could have been that I just missed it.
Like, they're very nice to Linnae and, like, saying, like, good job, like, as a student.
I guess that was definitely kind of...
I don't know. I think it's more that I, like, felt it rather than, like, an explicit verbalization, like,
well, it doesn't have to be verbalization. It can be behavioral.
Yeah. I don't know if the behaviors that I use were explicit enough to...
Right.
Like, five?
That's what it sounds like to me. So you'd move three?
Yeah.
And you'd move two?
Yeah.
All right.
Deal.
All right, let's see what else. 55. Therapist directly rewards desirable behaviors. You put a 6, Leia, and Sylvie put a 2.
She gets a prize at the end of the session. Or something, but she wouldn't get a prize.
As a supervisor, I can't sit in a session with these students.
You didn't see that she said that she was going to get a prize, right?
Yes.
So, but it's not because of the necessarily like a behavior of her that she came to the session, or maybe that's because
of her being engaged. It felt to me it was like a pre-arrangement between them. Because it was never said, and there was never like, at least from what I got in exchange in the session where they said, okay, you did this and then you got the prize, or what about you do this and then I give you a prize. It was just like, at one point, Linnae said something
That's
like...
That's a good point. Was the understanding given to the child that this sticker or whatever reward the kid got was as a result of some desired behavioral change?
I think it was something like that happened before, maybe as she was like getting the child from the waiting room, she said something like, can I have a sticker today or something like that.
Yeah. How about a 4?
Okay. Can I have a 7?
You had a 6, and Sylvie had a 2. I think a 4 makes sense, because in general, this is a non-rewarding therapy session that you're describing to me, but the fact that a gift was given, I certainly wouldn't put this in 1, 2, or 3. 4, 3, 4, something like that. But I think Sylvia's point's well taken, that it wasn't given in response to a specific behavior that was manifested by the child. Okay. So, let's continue.
I swim around.
All right, 69. Sounds like we got the puppet show going, right?
Yeah.
69 is child's current or recent life situation is emphasized. Sylvia says pretty much in the middle. Leia says no. Current and recent life situation is not emphasized.
But it was like emphasizing that there was somewhat talked about that and Thanksgiving. Like my dad came over. Like not that much.
Well, it says, place toward uncharacteristic direction if discussion of current life is actively avoided in discussion or play. It doesn't say by which party. So, if Cheyenne is avoiding discussion of Thanksgiving or other recent life situations, I would tend to think that this should belong in a more uncharacteristic pile.
Looks like a donkey.
So like maybe four? You had a two. And Sylvie had a six. What do you think, Sylvie?
Yeah, no.
You're okay with that?
Okay.
74. Humor is used. Child or therapist displays humor during the course of the session. Is there humor? It depends on how you define humor.
Like more like laughing or more like witty.
Was it austere or somber? That doesn't look somber to me.
No, I put like a five because I thought it was...
That's more than five.
More than five?
What?
It looks like trying to be self-conscious.
Oh, but that's like just polite.
There's no humor there? I'm guffawing over this. What if a kid's clinically depressed? They sit there like this. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. No, I guess, I mean, it's very likely that they kind of underestimate it because I'm not very much of a kid person. So, I...
What are you doing here, then?
I mean, I know that I'm not. So, it's like, I guess I have more of a hard time.
So you're never going to be on the mommy track?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But if I am going to be on the mommy track, I'm going to have to work on this thing. Because I know that. Like, even the session that I'm using for my paper, the one when she dresses up Lene, Leia found it, like, hilarious. And I was like, my reaction was, yeah, it was okay. Kind of like, you know, it's like my natural competence ratio is like really... I'm loving my child, but I'm totally enjoying her. The sessions fly by, so I'm very surprised at that.
Because of your reaction, at least you know, but then you have an attempt to feel it. So you do understand that the attempt to feel it is there.
Yeah.
Find the feelings.
Yeah, I guess for me it's like...
Brian has the point.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys all find it like that, so I'm sure that I'm obviously the one being off. I guess I notice it, it's just that I...
It's not Italian humor.
I don't know. It might not be. I look at it and I just find, after like 2 minutes of the puppet show, I'm like, okay, we're done with this. Like, my natural reaction to it is like, can we talk about something and move it on? So
you're an adult therapist. There you go.
I am. I think so.
Grow up and we'll talk about what these puppets mean.
Yeah, we'll talk about it once we can see why you're having them hit each other and whatever.
Alright, so let's go to 76. We got a 5-point discrepancy there. We got Sylvia in 8 and Leia in 3. Therapist makes links between child's feelings and experience.
I remember I had
to. Like, you're feeling sad when I'm going away on vacation tomorrow. Something like that.
I remember I had a point. I did remember, like, purposely putting in characteristic because I remembered something that I don't remember now. So I don't have much of a point now. I remember that she said something that I was like, that's the case. But no, it's not. PPC.
You feel there weren't many links. Well, she's not making defense interpretations, and if she's not linking feelings and experience, what is Lene doing in this session? Thank God Lene's not here. What? Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Dusty, what was the session number for this one?
Four, five,
so this is only her fifth session, so she hasn't been indoctrinated with my supervision yet so much.
But I think, like, in the other sessions at least, like, I was really impressed with Lene's performance. I thought she was doing really good. I mean, she would, like, be on target and just...
Yeah, the question is, what kinds of interventions is she making when she's on target? What does that mean? What is she doing, actually? Okay, so she... evinces empathy.
Which is also like, usually she goes after, I mean, I agree, like, not as much in this session, but she goes after her defenses. She, like, when she doesn't want to talk about it, she kind of goes after it. Yeah, this session was a little off because the kid was, like, playing and doing this whole thing and was, I mean, I saw how it would be difficult for her to get into anything else than.
What time is it?
Right.
What was going on?
All right.
5 o'clock.
So, we decided that
six.
She was not making links. Are you willing to agree with that?
I guess, because I cannot remember why I put it there.
Okay.
So. I mean, I know I had a point. I would have to watch it again, but right now.
Oh, the last one. Six. Ouch.
Well, when she talked about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She said, how did that make you feel? And then her dad came over.
That's not making a link. That's simply asking a question. She had to say, it seems like you're feeling sad because your father didn't come over for Thanksgiving. That's a link.
Okay.
And I think also because, especially like, I mean, at least for me right now, in the place that I am right now, I'm terrified of making interpretations with a friend. So then, because I know, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. So. You know, anything that resembles them, like, that's interpreting.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
right.
I feel like I am, you know.
Sky blue or yellow? What are you making?
Can you open them again?
I guess. Projection of our situation.
So, therapist draws connection between the therapeutic relationship and other relationships. That's like transference,
so.
Right? So does the therapist make several salient comments linking the interpersonal aspects of therapy and feelings toward other significant individuals? For example, therapist remarks that she thinks the child is sometimes afraid that she will criticize the child just as her parent does. Well, let's guess. What do you think you have?
I
It doesn't have to be parents. It can be other any other relationship. Yep. Right. That'd be an excellent transference interpretation. What do you think, Sylvia?
I think that she did it a little bit with the Kia thing by compared when she said, I hope that we can also develop a good relationship, that I think it's somewhat of a comparison between that Lene made between her and Kia. And also in the beginning, but that was more implicit when the child was saying that she was saying, when she ended up saying, like, I'm never going to be upset at you for whatever you do, it was somewhat referring to the fact that a child expected to be punished or something like that. She would say it was related to hitting her grandma or, like, doing something.
She didn't make it explicit.
No, it wasn't explicit. It was more implicit in the beginning. And it was more explicit at the end, I think.
So maybe a 3?
Not even like a 5?
Implicit links?
But the second one was more like, I hope
asked,
that you...
I mean, she asked if...
Oh, so that's why, because you put it in 8.
I did, see how
it was. Leia put it in 2. Ever hit her, and she said, like, no. There was no link, like, I wonder, like, I don't want to criticize you just as you're not here. You know, but there was no link
like that. Like a
4? So you're moving down, you'd have to move up 2.
A
3? You move to 4, she moves to 3?
That's good.
Alright. Alright. Have we understood the items any better?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're going to get over 0.7 next week?
Hopefully.
Now let me ask you a question. I thought Laura was coming back, but maybe not. How would you guys feel about, I don't know what your schedules permit, doing 2 per week? 2 per team?
No.
Yes, no?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
This semester for us is really, really tough.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't want to, like, say that I can do things and then...
No, I understand. I just wanted to feel you guys out. What it means is that we could end a lot sooner, twice as fast.
Definitely.
But, I don't want you guys to feel overwhelmed.
Mostly because compared, at least for what, in my experience to the previous one, this is taking longer. Because I think,
is it really?
Yeah. Because the other one, I was going home the train, I was reading my transcript, and I would, you know, and then I would do the 40 minutes there. This one, I have to be with a computer, download the video, I mean, be in a silent room, you know, it takes, like, a specific situation.
Right.
Therefore, like, and... I mean, because I'm watching the video, I personally needed to, like, quote it right after. Versus with the transcript, if there was, like, an hour or two in the middle, I could, like, go back and look at the transcript really quickly and everything would come to mind. But with the video, I would have to watch it again. So that's, like, my reason.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, it does get a good, you know, 2 to 3 hours to get the full.
Yeah. Comes out to about $8 an hour.
That's
good. Is that right? Okay. Not bad.
I've been meeting even less than that. I went on the low.
Alright, so you guys happy with what we've gone over?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Only 7.3.
Like 0.74? Something like that? 0.73.
I definitely think that, like, between me and you, it's, like, growing. Like, once again, like, if I compare it with me and Kia last year, I could feel that towards the end that we had, like, gone over the items, like, a good enough amount of times that, like, I kind of could read Kia's mind as I was coding. It was kind of... I knew
we
what
actually
we both...
encourage mind reading.
We encourage mind reading. That's part of it. Team thing, but now, like, you know, like, I see how, like, you see things differently. Like, it takes more time, I guess. I mean, it takes time too.
It does take time
because we never
apparently Dustin and Laura just
natural
hit it right off.
They're awesome,
they're a magical match.
We've been secretly meeting up now.
That's what I feared all along. All right, so thank you one and all for coming. Actually, Christine and Ian want to talk to you guys. Hello. All right.
Tomorrow
to
get the rest of the
sessions. Oh, great, great. Yeah. And she's going to show you how to...
Yeah.
Cool, because she hasn't got her machine back yet, has she?